I got started playing through my grandpa, who got me in choir, basically, and got me into jazz, got me a saxophone, which was like early music world was jazz and woodwinds. And then I, end of high school, started bailing on that and working my way towards keyboard. Started playing accordion, and started doing that in this band Dovekins in town in Denver, and was doing a lot of accordion and then like woodwinds, flute, clarinet. And only, 7 years ago, started playing with the Lumineers, who are Denver faves, and solidified myself as a piano player. Woodwinds are out. This will be my first time playing at Red Rocks without the Lumineers, but I think we've done it, we've played 5 shows here. And I was nervous driving up the road up to Red Rocks, even though now I feel like I've played here, you know, more than most, or 5 times is a lot. And was really nervous driving up the hill. And as soon as I got up there and we were sound checking, there was like a weird comfort to it. And I looked up and I thought, you know what, it's not as big as it always seemed. You know, when you're a kid growing up here and going as a kid and being really far away, was totally bizarre. You know, everything looks bigger, but then it slowly starts shrinking and it feels more familiar and familial.
Please help me welcome Stealth All Things Fetching Band.
Hey there, son, you splinter in the window with a sad sky blue and a melancholy yellow. It's kind of day that could simify a fellow on the silver and the quiet still. Blue is the water on a mountaintop singing, well, I don't want to live, don't want to die neither. Might as well get pulled away by the weather. I sure as hell want to rain here. I got these mornings, can't seem to lift my head. Slowly falling back. I got these mornings in my head, slowly falling back. Hey there, lady, well, I heard you calling, and I heard he left you, and I heard you falling. Don't you know that I can't be bothered on a grave that sits like this? She's made from a working land, left me for a working man, softer than an oil pan. Love comes in funny places these mornings, when nothing's funny at all. I got these mornings back. Where dream faces are the only ones with eyes looking down, and it takes a cold dark day for you to change them. Long as something falls down too. Flip your day around, sure it takes a call at the front of the song. Nothing like it to make you feel like you won. There's something funny, feeling like you're done when a glimmer's pulling past you. Heard an echo from a lover passing, sound like crowing, listen like a laugh, and nothing ever changed. Still a distraction from a low that'll never go. Oh, these mornings, let it go, it's all I got. Oh, these mornings, back. I got these mornings. At least I got these mornings. got these mornings. Got these mornings.
No, I think I've been to some of these before, and it is really easy. It's weird to open for a movie. And I know that. And I know what that entails, and I know how people can trickle in and you aren't the forefront of, but people are really excited about this movie, and I hope at least that they'll have a hard time holding conversations with each other until the movie starts, because we'll keep their attention to the stage. I have a Charlie Chaplin portrait on stage, and it's I've had it in all the houses that I've lived in since moving out of the house with my mom, basically. And 15 years ago, and so it's just moved houses, and I'm finally picking it up as I'm about to move once more, and so that's my little homage to the film world and the music world, Charlie Chaplin.
This next song is for Carl Sagan, the original Goonie. To a pocket of earth. No, I've been waiting, been watching, been wondering when. You give me your thoughts, give me all your mistakes. She said, robots, and a cold, hard gaze. And it's only all that I can take. And this is all it takes. All it takes to feel gone. And this is all it takes. All it takes to feel alone. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. We're so excited. You got five Goonies lovers on stage. We had a friend about 6 years ago. You know, in the Goonies, how the kids always got the inhaler, and he's always like, "Screw this! I don't need an inhaler." And it ends with him tossing the inhaler like into the deep, and he like no longer has asthma. Is this a spoiler? Am I ruining the movie for people? I don't know if this is okay. I had a friend who was like ultimate Goonie. He had asthma, loved bailing on his inhaler, and he spent a good chunk of time in Astoria, Oregon, where Goonies was filmed. I don't know if he knew how much of a Goonies fan he was, but happy intro. He ended up passing away from an asthma attack 6 years ago. I think I hear people laughing, so that's not a joke. But the cool thing about music is you can keep your friends alive by singing about them. Kind of. So this song, fully in tune, is for our buddy Jack O'Neill. Thank y'all. You say you're careful, you say you got rocks in your knees. Dreams of cello, it falls there asleep in its case. We play groundies, the cello, it falls there from grace. Talk of centaurs, we talk of these girls just the same. Oh yeah, it's the same. To me. You say you're careful, you say you got rocks in your knees. A dandelion, a slingshot, you breathe and you wheeze. We talk of centaurs, we talk of these girls as we please. It's not the troubles that plague us, but lives that we lead. Oh yeah, it's the same. To me. With your shoes of leather, your shoes will weather. We float on leather. We hope for better. We hope for nothing. We hope for something. We hope, we hope, we hope. Shoes of leather, your shoes will weather. We hope on leather, we hope for better. We hope for nothing, hope for something. We hope, we hope, we hope. And all the roads left in between us, and all the stories that we know. Thank you. troubles that plague us, but lives that we You seem to wonder why we never kiss. Oh, I'm bound asunder by unruly flip. And though I wonder too how he never saw, somehow we never knew the things we saw. Like a common tear, like a comet tail. Oh, the things we fear just to hit the ground. And I can't keep all the thoughts that wash my way ahead of me. Oh, to fear an enemy. No, to fear itself. Even a hair that grows and grazes on each side of me. How to just let it be. It eats the love in me, that virus, jealousy. We're the animals in lines of dust. And when it settles, with us, claw for something that we've seen, we left unseen. It's a strong assumption, makes the most of me. And false security, addictive empathy, oh, it rots inside of me. Table made of mud and paper shavings. I kept my college savings, so someday I'll run stupidly away. And how you gonna trust a man who's only gonna leave you for the window? Sad, soggy meadow. Down together, down alone.
We'll continue.
Thank you all so much.
Denver is home to some of the country's best places for concerts, theaters, and events. We're also home to a vibrant arts and cultural scene. That's Arts and Venues Denver. Red Rocks Amphitheater. That's Arts and Venues Denver. The Performing Arts Complex. That's Arts and Venues Denver. The Convention Center, Coliseum, and McNichols Civic Center. That's Arts and Venues Denver. Look around at Denver's array of public art. That's Arts and Venues Denver, too, guiding and maintaining the city's distinguished display. And it's also diverse cultural programs, such as One Book, One Denver, Film Fiesta, and the Five Points Jazz Festival. Arts and Venues Denver aims to amplify our quality of life and enrich our city's vibrancy and culture. Arts and Venues Denver, a dynamic city agency serving you.
We just had a bachelor party, my bachelor party, this last weekend.
Yeah, he's getting married. Yeah.
To the violinist.
Yes.
The only one we're missing. Oh, and Paul. We're getting married in September, her and I, not them and I. So we went up camping and hiking. 8 years of knowing her, 10 years of knowing them, but when you find someone, this is a Bill Murray quote, but he's basically said, when you can find someone you can travel around the world with, if you get back to the airport and you haven't broken up, marry that person then and there. And I think that sums up, because she's a marine biologist, Dorota, and she also is a musician, and she's somehow figured out a way to do both about 50-50, as well as visual art, too. So she does it all, but she travels a lot for both levels of work. And when you learn that you can travel with someone without fighting too much.
You don't fight too much.
We don't fight too much.
No.
It could probably be annoying for them to watch our bickering about directions here and again.
It's better than bickering at me or Blake, you know?
She kind of takes the edge off.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, good.
You all look great. The song's called Left Side. Sleeping like a log, and I'm wasted in side. I'm missing on the wrong side. I'm dreaming with a bad light when you left my bed. Oh, I'm taking lots of night drives, wasting on the wrong side. Dreaming with a bad light when you got in my bed. And the plans begin to shake me. Trance begin to take me. Don't you know that it will break me when I'm left for dead? And all the plans that I've been thinking, your breath and you've been thinking, back yourself, don't you think you're thinking? It is back to my bed. Thank y'all so much. I got these mornings. Oh, I got these mornings. Got these mornings.